Blog Talk Radio.
My bad about that, y'all. It's been a long, long, long.
I think I can't say enough longs, enough time, for a long time in general, since I've spoken with anybody about anything when it comes to this. Another Sunday, another day. Not another dollar. I'm not working today, so there's that. But I am going to go hang with a friend, and we're going to watch the football, so that should be great. I'm about to go park right now so I can put in the address. But I got a long trip ahead of me, a longish trip ahead of me, so I want to be able, I got stuff on my mind. I haven't said anything in a while. So, you know, I just want to, you know, hash it out with you guys or whoever's listening. And the title is I Hate Money, because I do. I hate it. Like, I hate nothing. I hate no person. I hate no man. I do hate me some money. It's only because of what we have to do in order to survive out here, wherever you are, is solely based on money. And it's a little annoying, and it's not fair. But that's the main. That's just life. How life is set up. I mean, but it's still a little aggravating to have to. And you forgive me if I'm pausing and seem distracted because I'm trying to put this address in. I'm like trying to do all these things at one time. I didn't want to be on the road and to try to do this and start the show, so to speak. So I'm trying to do it all. Why isn't that going in? Lord. You give me the right address? Okay. That's not what I'm looking for. That'll make any sense. Now I'm going to have to call them while I'm recording the show. Okay. I'm just going to head out there. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to head out there, and hopefully this address is correct. It's just so crazy and unfortunate. That's why people always say, don't wait till the last minute to do everything, because then is this is what you run into. So, money. Okay, yes, now I got the right address. Woo, I do got a long drive ahead of me. It's all good. It's all good. Hopefully this tag on GPS don't mess up what I'm trying to do here. So, money, yes. Don't like it. Hate that we have to depend on it to survive. I hate that we do things. I have a second job. I never thought in a million years that I would have a second job. Never. Told me 5 years ago that I was going to have a second job, I would have laughed at you. Laughed at you. Because it doesn't make any sense. Who needs to work two jobs if people work two jobs all the time? I get that. But I'm currently doing that. And I'm going to tell you, it's unnecessary. Because I still feel like after working two jobs, I am still trying to catch up monetarily. And it's silly. I think anybody should have to do that. In a country full of wealth, in a country with billionaires, I heard this silliest stat too, where it's like we got a millionaire is like 20 millionaires a day are made, or something crazy like that. And I might be a little off. I might be a little wrong with my stat. But it's somewhere like that, like every day there's 10 or 20 millionaires made. every day. So we got all this money floating around this country in America, because, you know, I'm not going to assume everyone listening to me lives in America, but we got all this money floating around America, and I got to work two jobs. As the saying goes for this year, don't pay my car any attention. That's not the saying. Saying goes for this year, make it make sense. Make it make sense. It don't make sense. I'm tired of it. I had to take a little sip. Ooh, thirsty. Excuse me. I was a little rude to burp. But, yeah, make it make sense. How am I working two jobs, stressing about money, bills, debt, credit cards? I don't have any student. Thank the Lord above that I paid off my student loans by now. But still, I still got credit card debt. It don't make any sense. It's annoying. He said, well, that's your fault. You have to be more fiscally responsible and credit cards are dirty, you know. I don't want to hear any of that. I don't want to hear any of that. Anybody that starts preaching that being disciplined, I'm the most disciplined person you can run into when it comes to money. And I've made plenty of mistakes, and I continue to. It's hard to avoid having to go into debt because there's so much we want to do and be a part of in life, and nobody wants to sit around and just get paid and pay bills. I'm not going to go into that story, but I was about to use an example of how I see other people spend their money. And it makes me a little jealous, so I have moments where I waste money because I see other people and how they spend it and how I just kind of sit around and save my money and be responsible and and don't waste. And then whenever I see so many people doing so many things, it's like, why am I not doing that? I'm being disciplined and responsible for what? What am I getting out of it? So I just think it's not fair. I mean, life isn't fair because we got people that are born into money and people that already have, that wake up with money. And we have people that have the right connections and they're able to live live pretty prosperous. But you know where I'm going. they're able to thrive financially. There you go. Can't get the word out correctly. All these Sunday drivers, why is everybody driving in slow motion? So anyway, it's annoying to me. So all I have to say is that having to work and having to stress and having to some people take out loans. Some people have to borrow from other people consistently. Some people feel as though, hey, look, I may die tomorrow. So why even have to worry about it? And then they don't end up dying. So then they have to worry about money. And I think that's what I hate about it. Like I started, I don't hate anything. I try to be a very understanding, open and honest person. But I hate money. Because the things I have to do in order to live comfortably here. Because you get, I like to be a very, fun, life is not about material, life is not about this, that, and the third, life's about enjoying it, life's about good friends, good times, good family, that's what life's really about, but you can't have any of that if you're poor. It's just how it is. You can't have it. Yeah, I know. It sounds crazy. You say, well, you don't need money to be happy. You don't. You really don't. You don't. It's a happiness, and that's a whole other conversation. Happiness is truly from within. There's no other way to put that because there are billionaires that are unhappy. Okay? unhappy billionaire. That doesn't make any sense to me, because if I had $1 million, I think my life would be set. Pay my debts, have a house fully paid for. What am I worried about at that point? But more money, more problems, as they say. But yes, just to the short point, happiness is from within. So having money and being rich, quote unquote, doesn't always equate to you being happy. It doesn't necessarily equate to you being happy. But without money, you can't get your car, you can't get your insurance, you can't get pay the note on the car, you can't pay your mortgage, you can't pay your rent, you can't pay for daycare for your kids, you can't pay for your kids, you can't pay for your significant other to have a good time, you can't pay for yourself to get the material things that you want without money. And that's what I hate about it, because we should all be, and to an earlier point I was making, we should all be paid. With all the wealth that's going around here, we all should be paid, all of us. But because that's not how America's system's set up, most system, everybody keeps saying this is a capitalist country. I think it's a capitalist world. I think other countries who have dictators and warlords, it's even worse than that. But for the most part, the whole world is based on money flowing round and round, so to speak. It's not technically correct, but you understand where I'm trying to come from. Once again, I'm stuck behind the Sunday driver. Why are you braking? Where are you going? Are you going anywhere? Or are you just going to brake? I'm not a cop. There's no reason for you to be braking right now. Anyway, with all the money flowing around in this country, it's just weird to me that we have to do things like work two jobs. We have to do things like borrow from people. We have to do things like, hey, people gamble. There's a whole, now I got a genius coming up behind me going really fast. Hey, look, the fast lane's open, bruh. Go to the fast lane. All right, cool. So we have people that are in the sex industry because of money. People are being leveraged because of money. People are in relationships that they don't want to be in because of money. I hate money. There's no other way to put it. I have to make it. I have to do things I don't want to do. I have to tolerate people I would never tolerate because of it. I have to tolerate things I would never tolerate because of it. And because of that, that's why I don't like it. Will I continue to save and be responsible? For the most part, it's just built in me. But I want out of it. I want to be able, that's why people get their own businesses, and that's the solution. Start your own business with the stress that comes with, the loans you have to take out to do that. You know, that's just the beginning. Like, you start your own business, you be responsible with your money, and eventually you can get your way out of having to worry about constantly doing things that you don't want to do for money. I'll leave that alone. So technically the show's over. Ooh, this person almost slammed in back of another person. Right now, I'm just kind of riffing. So if you want to continue to listen to me riff about absolutely nothing, you can go ahead. If not, enjoy the rest of your day. I just wanted to talk about money, because that's the first foremost thing on my mind at this present time. Am I going in the right direction? I am. Where do I turn off at? Okay, cool. All right. So outside of that, it's been interesting for me. I love doing this. I really do enjoy it. It's one of my passions. But you would think, like, I wouldn't take so much time in between. But I always tell people I know, they ask me, how come you haven't? I just tell people, hey, man, I want to sound original. I want to sound authentic. I want to sound genuine. And I don't think I would sound that way if I'm constantly, you know, and I get the people podcast, podcasters, and podcasting is a thing now. It's a thing. Like, with the last numbers I saw was like 20-something million podcasts at this point. Probably more than that right now. Probably into 40 or 50 million people have podcasts. And I'm cool with it. But, and I understand the grind. Like, people have shows every single day. And if I've become, quote, unquote, popular enough, then I would just have to follow that routine, and I probably would have more of a format and more of a blah, 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 blah. But up until that day, I just want to, I want things to come off genuinely. I don't want it to sound forced, like, what do I talk about today? You know, and I don't, I don't want to do that. I want to be able to just, you know, say what I got to say, say it uniquely and clearly. So I do enjoy this. I miss doing it. But life is like, I think one of my previous episodes, I was explaining how I had people pass in my family. A lot of people in the last 2 years, my first it started with my uncle who passed. Then my cousin passed. He died in a car accident. Then my grandmother passed. Then at the end of that same year, this is all in 1 year, by the way, my mother got extremely sick. I'm talking about we thought we were going to lose her. She fought my mother's the biggest gangster outside of any gangster I know, okay? My mother, those boomers? Those boomers, see, the thing is, this is going to be, and whether you agree with it or not, it really doesn't make a difference. This is my opinion. The boomers are a generation that is still linked to Depression days. You see what I'm saying? The boomers are still linked to people that went through the Great Depression. Like, we talking about pandemic, but we got TV, radio, podcast, streaming network. We got all types of stuff to get us through the pandemic. Like, all we had to do was stay home. And some people couldn't even do that. Still got sick, still passed. I'm not trying to make that sound minuscule, that what we're going through. My point is, they had spasm for real. Like, there were people in the street dying because they had no food. You had to line up to get food and hope that you would get a piece of bread and a soup for the day. Like, that is what the boomers were linked to, their parents. So when I say my mother was really sick and she's strong and she got out of it, that's because that generation is a strong generation. You can say what you want. They behind. They too old school. They got to give it the time. That's going to be you one day, so don't worry about it. You can talk about somebody all you want, but you're going to be the boomer one day, and people need to realize that. So that's all it is just that they're the older generation. And she got sick. And after she got sick, my aunt passed. But I don't feel like I'm missing somebody. My aunt passed a couple months ago. So it's been rough for me. It's hard to talk about, but I can talk about it now because it's so much. I was just talking to a friend the other day, and it really can, death and heartache and depression and what we call nowadays mental health mental health is like a cloud. If you think of a diagram, mental health is the biggest thing on the diagram, and then there's like a billion different offshoots or levels to that diagram. So, yes, in generalized terms, mental health and all those things can lead people into just being completely numb. And I'm thanking God that I'm not numb at this point. I still feel a certain type of way. I have a joy and and a love for life. And I'm appreciative towards that. Like, it's been rough, like I said, but I'm still here. I'm still ticking, still kicking. Enthusiasm for life. I couldn't think of the daggone word. But yeah, I still had enthusiasm for life. It feels good. I still look forward to stuff, but man, somebody else in my life died, and I got a sick aunt, and I don't even want to think about it. It's just too much. It's too much, man. It's just too much, and you just don't want to, you don't want to be, you don't want, one, you don't want to be cynical and say, well, yeah, we're all going to die. Yes, we do all have to die. Yes, very true. We're all going. We all got to go, each and every one of us. But I try not to, you get depressed behind that. So it's more like a, we all got to go, but I'm just trying to enjoy it. And that's what I'm trying to do. And that's why I'm on here. Just talking about a bunch of nothing, making sure I don't miss my exits. And so, yeah, it's been rough times for me. And then working a second job, I have zero time for anything. I got one day a week, and it's Saturday. And then my significant other wants her time, and I'm trying to make time for her. I don't want her to think I don't. And then I want to make time for my friends, and that's why I'm going to go hang out with my boy today. And it's just like, there's no time. And I got to want to get back to doing this on a regular basis. I love doing this. This is fun for me. And I can't skip on my passion because I'm trying to make this money, just a little bit of money, like the cop from Fargo said, just a little, all over a little bit of money, just a little bit of money. When you boil it down, it's really not a lot. It's not going to change my life. But, you know, it's still important that I find a way to, how can we say, find a way to survive out here. That's what I tell people all the time, I'm a fighter. If I'm nothing, I'm a fighter. If I can't get anything right, I will fight. I'm not a quitter, not in the least bit. You'll never catch me quitting. Sometimes I'll hang on too long, and that's something that I'm trying to work on. I'm not a quitter. Like, there's no quitting me. I'm going to fight tooth and nail for the rest of my life. I tell myself all the time, at my old age, even though I'm not that old. But I feel like I got 23 more years before I shut it down. And I'm going to fight tooth and nail for 23 more years. Lord willing, of course, because I can die in a car accident right now. I know that sounds a little dark, but it's true. Because, you know, who knows what's coming? Nobody. You act like everything's supposed to go all copacetic and all to a plan and laid out correctly, but that might not be necessarily true. So, yeah, I'm just trying to find a way to make it out here and working and making time for my friends and my significant other and my family. And I try to look out for my parents as much as I can. And there's not a lot of time to podcast. Because life, as I tell people, life be life. And once again, it's not grammatically correct, but you understand what I mean by that. Life be life. And it's a lot. And it's hard to keep yourself together. It's hard not to get, I got distracted. I want to see if I turn on this music, will it actually come on, or will it turn off my phone call? So we about to find out. So if I get disconnected, it's been good. I will try. I can't make any promises that I'll continue this on a regular basis, but I will try. I know my friends, I drive my friends crazy. They ask me to do stuff, and then I'm like, okay, and then I just completely forget about it. And it's no disrespect to them. It's just that stuff is happening. I'm thinking I'm partially ADHD, and I don't know it. So I don't know. I don't know. Anyway, back to see if this music is going to work. Play. Did it come on? Is it on? I think it's on. Oh yeah, it's on. Now it's my okay, the call is still on. Oh yeah, we about to listen to music. Explicit music warning, and also this is not music copyrighted or whatever the hell I gotta say so I don't get in trouble. But nobody's listening to this anyway, so it doesn't matter. It's funny because if I'm playing my music right and I hear how it sounds, like you met me and hung out with me, like you listen to this, man. Motivation. I grew up on rap. My favorite rapper was Tupac. And so I've always liked rap. And rap is very explicit. So listen to it like, man, like some people don't even get to rap music. I get that. It's like, what? Y'all are just cursing. Talk about money. Talk about cars and clothes. Like, it doesn't. There's value in it. You know, people don't even realize it's that person's perspective on life. So it might not sound good to your ear. It might not be pleasing to your ear. But understand that somebody, if you explain your situation, with music and in a poetic way, in my opinion, because you took rap music rhymes, and so that's what rap is, and I love it. But it's just like you can't listen to it everywhere with everybody, and it could be pretty bad. But you know, I'm unapologetic about it in the sense that like. I warn you, I apologize, and I warn you that it's bad. I'm unapologetic because I'm allowed to listen to what I want to listen to. So I'm just glad it's playing right now. But for copyright reasons, I might pause this, but I just wanted to listen to something while I'm riding. So if you're still listening at this point, I really appreciate it, but you shouldn't. I've been going on for like 30 minutes now. So, and I'm definitely talking about nothing right now. Trying not to miss my exit. Oh, this is Little Baby, by the way. If you wondered, one of my favorite rappers. Oh, commercial. And this is why you should pay for that's why you should pay for your streaming services, and then they hit you over the head with all these commercials. As a matter of fact, I'll do something a little more chill. Won't be as reckless. As soon as this daggone commercials over, I'm going to change the stations so it can be more chill. Goodness, commercialization. Oh, I want to throw up everywhere. I can't stand it. And then I can hear someone saying, well, pay for the service. Yeah, you're right. I should pay for the service, not being cheap. I get it. It's worth it at the end of the day. I can skip all these commercials, yada, 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 yada. I hear you talking. These people, man. Everybody got an opinion. That's another thing. Even though we all entitled to our opinion, and that's kind of what I like doing, I don't think everybody should be out here blurting out whatever comes out the top of their head. I think. All right, I'm almost my exit. God, the commercial's still going on. Ew. Ew. Turn it off. Finally. There we go. Now I turned on something that's a little more user friendly. You know, chill. It's not as aggressive. It's been a wild ride the last 2 years, pandemic included. Excuse me, you're telling my business. I knew the day. I thought the GPS was gonna be quiet. I thought I muted it, and it didn't mute it. All right, I'm gonna let y'all go because I don't need people to realize where I'm going or what I'm doing. It's kind of odd. But if you listen this whole time, thank you so very much. You enjoy the rest of your Sunday because I will. Go Commanders. HTTC. Live life and love. All that good stuff. Until the next time. All that. Until the next time. Be safe. Be careful. Love one another. I'm trying to come up with a good ending phrase. I'll figure that out one day.